Okay, so we're starting here whether you're ready or not. And so we got a smaller crowd with us today on this wonderful spring day. Oh no, wait, it's February. But with us...
Chris.
Hungry.
Asher.
I don't know.
And, okay, I guess Mila's hungry. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that name. He's incognito today. So they stole my paper from me, so I have no idea what we're talking about. So they're going to start it over there.
Well, this week it's...
It's Spirit Week. Wow. Well, guys, that spirit is just overwhelming.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was disappointed throughout the week that people won. Some of the days were kind of bad, and I love that. And then... so most of the kids didn't even try to dress up. So most of it was, I guess, the most dressing up on Wednesday, Western Day. And even then, there was like only six.
Six kids dressed up?
Yeah. One girl I saw actually on for Monday, Mustache Monday, actually drew on with marker her mustache.
I was going to shave for Mustache Day.
I thought that... Actually, the topics were all right, it's just the student body just didn't want to rear their head for the week.
The student body didn't want to rear their head for the week.
Yes.
I think they should have done Mustache Day on a day that wasn't Monday.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody, like, already shaved on Sunday and forgot, so they came
in. You know what the perfect dress for Monday is? Pajamas.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Pajama Day Monday.
Yeah, my brother and sister.
People would have remembered.
See, and I would have disagreed with Ashley because of that same reason.
Why not? Okay, you
well,
wake
it's
up.
Monday, you wake up, you don't feel like, so you don't shave, and so there you are.
You don't feel like dressing either. That's why you come in your pajamas on Monday.
I just don't feel like waking up.
It saves people the trouble of choosing something to dress on the first day of the week.
I was at the soccer game. You know, I said that at home, too, and I got so much in trouble for it. We were at the gymnastics meet. Nothing to do with soccer, so I don't know why that came up. On Friday night.
Yeah.
It was mustache night at the gymnastics meet.
I see.
Yeah, so who knew? And then look, here we are. Last week, last Monday was Mustache Monday.
Mustache Monday.
Yeah. How was the pep rally?
It was interesting.
I didn't go.
It was a pep rally.
Yeah.
Best way to describe it. Mm-hmm. They had
a few people that ate hot wings. That was
funny.
They're like, they ate three. One person ate 2.5, and they ended up chugging 1/2 gallon of milk.
Actually, someone ate 4.
Oh, 4.
I thought you didn't go.
Yeah.
No, I heard some rumors.
Yes,
Cody Cortello won
he did.
Hot wings thing, and he ate 4. And apparently, although he put up a brave face afterwards, he was a little exhausted.
Four wings?
Devil's sauce with habaneros.
I bet. It's just torture.
Okay.
High school torture.
Did you know that actually the peppers stimulate your pain? Stimulate your nervous system to emulate pain? So technically, you are in pain when you eat chilies and
there's a reason why I don't eat spicy food, and that is it.
Yeah.
But it feels so good.
Burns all the way down your esophagus. It hurts.
Oh, that's no fun.
What I really hate is when you're eating spicy food and you eat it the wrong way. So you just die for a few seconds and then
I hate when I eat food the wrong way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what else happened at the thing? I was there for the basketball game and
oh yeah.
Did they do anything silly like sometimes they usually do at pep rallies and stuff?
They did tug of war.
Yeah, tug of war. That was interesting. And
but that's not silly.
My friend were cheering for the.
They were all wearing mustaches and pajamas.
I doubt that.
During the tug of war, they had like the girls versus the girls, but like. Nobody actually, like, wore, like, real shoes. Like, they just wore all the ones without
girl
grips.
Shoes?
Yeah.
They were all girl shoes,
like
so they didn't have any grip.
And moccasins. And I was sitting there going,
socks!
I saw that, and I was like, okay, what's...
There was probably...
If they're all in socks, that's fine.
Wait, so they had a tug-of-war indoors, which completely defeats the purpose of a big muddy pool in between the two teams.
But they were going to go dig a big pool out in the football field, but, you know, they decided against that.
Yeah.
Why?
It's like, then they had, like, all the guys, and they're all, like, wearing, like, these really high-grip shoes.
Yeah, that was more fun. I saw one guy, he had, you know, the loop on the end? They had a loop on the end of the rope.
Yes.
And they, one guy had slipped it around his waist, turned around, and started crawling toward the wall. I was like, I love you, dude. You're amazing.
I can't wait to see the pictures that the publicity person took.
Hey,
Mr. Fetzer.
Fetzer.
I don't know. Was anybody taking pictures?
Yeah, I saw a guy that was there. He looked like a guy I knew. I wasn't sure if it was.
You wasn't sure if it was a guy you knew?
Mm-mm. It might have been... I know a guy named Jared, but I don't know if it was him or not.
Jared who?
I don't know.
Subway Jared?
Jared Ginger?
No.
No, not that Jared?
So, Assembly. nothing else exciting from that?
Not entirely.
That's it?
The Dunk Fest
during
was fun.
Ooh, Dunk Fest where? What? They do.
Hey, the printer won't work, so you can't print anything tonight?
I don't think so.
Have you checked all three?
The other one should be... I gotta go print something.
It doesn't show, like different options. It just shows one printer. So
that one works.
It doesn't work, though. It's not working.
It's slow.
Slow?
There's some are slow.
Anyway, the cheerleaders did a dance.
It's all ours.
Well, yeah, the cheerleaders came, but I thought the funny part was that when the cheerleaders were doing their thing, there was like four cheerleader moms just sitting in on this platform and just videotaping it. That's like no other time during the assembly where there's like so many people like
videotaping.
Yeah, and then
So was the dance worth it?
There was lots and lots
showing
of cartwheels and jumping, doing flips and stuff.
Oh, sorry, I'm whatever.
It's a high school in Utah. No,
you're right.
It didn't.
Whatever.
Due to those parents, it was very important to them.
Fine.
And I still...
Remember, I'm hungry, your non-Mormon friend. Thank you
I'm not
much.
Mormon either, dude.
I wasn't saying...
Ooh.
I wasn't referencing any
Careful.
Of that. I was
what
not
if our
referencing
listeners...
that.
Well,
never
it's
mind.
Fine if our listeners are Mormon. I'm just stating what I'm not.
I think we're getting political.
Anyways,
it's religious.
Jumping out of religion, which is a very hot topic in the world news. Anyways, so, done with the prep rally. I don't care much for this. Oh, there was an open house at the GTI.
Yeah.
Whoever cared.
Oh, I did hear about that. I had to go to a concert last night, so I missed it.
You had to go to a concert last night?
It was a very good concert.
What concert?
It was the Vivaldi concert that the school's chamber orchestra was doing in the thing. In the
really?
Over there. Yeah. Mr. Fleming did a concert, and he dressed up and started speaking Italian. It was cool.
Mm.
Wow.
Didn't hear about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's
yeah, it was very, very toned down.
Nobody hears about.
Yeah.
But there might be reasons. You know, it's kind of a small place over there, and maybe you didn't want that many people.
Yeah. He said that everyone in the orchestra had to go, and then a bunch of parents came, so I don't think it was like a big...
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it was just kind of like, hey... This is your
fiesta.
So it's like a concert Mexican. For your class then or something?
Yeah,
so,
a concert for the class.
Wait, that's not Mexican, that's Spanish.
What?
Did you know
Did
that
you
there's
say,
there is
a
very
about,
big misunderstanding
man,
when people are talking to the Latino orientation, they say that, well, I have trouble speaking Mexican.
I've
now, that's
that.
Incorrect. I've actually heard some people say that, which
really?
Is just funny. Yeah, it's Spanish, right? Not Mexican.
It's not Mexican. It's the same language. It's like we speak English, not
Yeah, but
American.
I find it funny when some people don't understand that it's not Mexican, it's Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But they say Mexican anyways.
I've actually never met anybody that has said
it.
That.
Yeah.
The crowd I hang out with says Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak Mexican.
Whatever.
Never heard that. But that's okay.
Oh, well.
We had to, you know... Man, I might not go there.
Actually, going back to the GTI...
Oh, yeah, going back to your concert...
I have an interesting story.
Which was back to the GTI.
Which... I have an interesting story. Yesterday, I had a contest to compete in called... It's a 3D contest. And I didn't do so well. But afterwards, I stayed after to work on my own project. When I left the room to go home, I got swept up in this giant flurry of a thing that I didn't know anything about, so I ended up helping the teacher do some work, and then when I finally figured out what was going on, I ended up helping him for 3 hours. So.
You just don't know how to say no. Say it.
So what were you helping him with?
No.
Yes. I will say no. Hey, I did it. See?
Ha. Good job.
So what were you helping him with?
The open house at the GTI.
Oh. Okay.
So, that's when I figured it out after an hour of helping him. And then I realized that I got a sack lunch for it. But whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Lunch.
Brownies for the win.
Brownies
are good. Okay, here's a topic we have to revert back to in a second. Whatever that means. Last week, we did a field trip.
We did? Oh, you mean Andre's?
Andre, we should bring that up.
We do?
Why not?
How was that?
See, tell Chris how it was.
It was good. It was great. There was really good macarons there.
The macarons were good.
Oh, they were really good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Except for the coconut.
You don't like coconut?
I mean, for those who had high expectations, it might have been a little bit down. But it was a really great show. I mean, they had all the pieces aligned along the windows, and
that's cool.
And you'd walk in, you'd have to find your way to the back of the library where they have the place where they showed the work. But
yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, Andre did some great work.
Nice.
That was great work.
Yeah, I've seen part of his work in the dumpsters. There was the art show.
Yeah.
So I was glad we went.
Yeah.
I apparently made home okay.
That's good.
I took the train. Actually, that was fun. Red line, green line.
All right.
All right, way to go. What's next on your list?
Next.
Spirit Week. Are we done with Spirit Week?
I wrote Happy Met. I forgot what was that for.
So, Spirit Week.
Yeah.
Pretty.
We already did Spirit Week.
I know, but that's my point. We covered Spirit Week in like a minute.
But that's it. That's Spirit Week. It was okay.
Why don't you go downstairs and get two silver?
Not a whole lot of
stuff. Your hunger is starting to
show. Oh, yeah. Well, there is some other stuff this week. But yeah, okay. We'll go back.
Oh, yeah. So, are we going back?
But I have to talk about my GTI stuff again afterwards.
GTI.
Anyways. So, is it tonight that there's a dance?
Yes. The dance is tonight.
There's a dance tonight.
Apparently, you're not going?
No.
Okay.
No, really, I'm not.
Are you going?
I believe
you.
Good.
Congrats.
The guy asked me out and it was good.
Good.
He's a nice guy. I don't know him very well, though. And I think my friend set it up. But yeah, it'll be fun.
Do you think he set it up?
No, I think she set it up.
Or she?
Yeah, she. Because now there's going to be 10 people going in the group, so it'll be very, very interesting.
Where's it at?
I have no idea.
What does that mean? Where is it at? I don't understand that.
Like, is it in the auditorium? Is it outside?
Is the dance being held?
Is it being in the hall? Being held in the halls?
That would be fun.
Room closet.
Held in the hall.
Room closet.
Have a hall dance.
16.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. I would have fun with that.
Dancing up the stairs.
Is it in
the
gym?
Yeah. Lawsuits would come out of that.
That's when you have to sign a waiver.
Have them open up the cage stuff, and then have everyone move to one section, close the cage, dance for there, and then they keep moving them through the school.
It's gracious.
That'd be kind of weird, but it'd be fun.
A lot of people would get claustrophobic.
Yeah. They make mistakes, seal someone in for the night. Wait, that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they wouldn't come back until Monday.
Why weren't you home yet? I got locked in the school.
It's like, that'd be funny, actually.
So, great. Is there a game tonight, too, then?
Apparently, at the pep rally, they said... Yeah, they're like, come tonight. I'm like, I don't want to.
Wait, what game is it? Basketball?
Basketball. I think he said it's against Harriman.
Harriman.
Harriman, huh? Hey, great.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
So they're playing against Harriman.
Yes.
Downstairs. Harriman. That's good. So,
in the
meaning they're playing at home here.
Yes. Okay. It doesn't sound like they have a good chance if they're fighting against Harriman.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, good luck to them.
Yeah.
I hope you can
best Harriman.
Harriman.
Man. Well, if it's man, it shouldn't be a problem. But I thought you said men, so it's
Harriman. Harriman.
I don't
know. No, Harriman.
Harriman.
Harriman. I'm enunciating the vowel there, so it's Harriman.
Okay.
Harriman.
Fine.
Ooh, hungry. Hey, Broadview.
Hey, Broadview. It's a pencil.
I know it's offensive.
What else on your list over there besides Harry Man?
I think that's it. Oh, yeah, I actually wanted to talk about Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter. Oh, I'm just saying, we got, like, a Twitter update on the school website, and I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, sweet. Oh, I think I did see that.
Oh, you guys on Twitter?
No, I thought it was on the school website.
No, not really. But
what's Twitter? Someone please explain.
It's like a Facebook. Really? But
I have never seen or interacted with Twitter.
Twitter's like the thing that nobody uses, but everybody knows about.
Yes. Pretty much.
Well, what is Twitter?
Everybody has a Facebook. Nobody has a Twitter.
And, well, my friend Katie posts on Facebook how she has, like, a Twitter and, like, puts comments that she put on Twitter.
I think everybody uses hashtag on Facebook, too. But
oh.
What's hashtag?
I haven't heard of that either.
Keep going.
Okay.
You help us.
I want to break you from here.
All right. Yeah. So, like, you go in and you put in like a number sign followed by a phrase,
yeah.
And then you, if you were the first one to do it, then you get like points. So if I do like hashtag, then that means I've used a hashtag. Or if, let's say, I use like hashtag
Merriman,
Harriman, then I could be referencing Harriman or whoever owns the Harriman hashtag. And
so if you invent a new hashtag,
you kind of own it, but then you kind of have to make it, you want to try to make it popular, but then you also, I don't know, it's like, and you can only make messages using 144 characters. That's it.
Oh, I remember Mr. Smith talking about this now.
Wait, so why do you want to make your own hashtag thing?
Because it's fun.
Because it's fun, and then people look at you funny, and you get money, and
money?
I don't know. If you do it right, you can.
You probably could. People would be like, can I buy this from you? Yes.
You mean buy
the
hashtag?
I don't even know. This is how much I don't know of Twitter. I'm kind of BS this last part. I think that's how it works.
I'm influencing that BSing.
Hashtag 1234.
You could. It's probably already done, though.
Yeah. Hashtag ASD. Duh.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's probably done. That's when you go JKL.
FML.
FML. Yeah. I hate when people go FML. I'm like, I don't.
What's
don't
FML? Care.
Beep your life. Or beep my life. Yeah, beep my life, I guess.
Celebrities. Like F the win.
Yeah.
Celebrities can have one.
But F
like,
doesn't
Hashtag Charlie Sheen. And you also use, like, at signs if you want to talk to somebody else. Because you have to say, like, at, like, Chris, W-H-Z. That's what they're named.
All right.
I wasn't talking about you.
Whatever.
That's good, because I have no idea what the W-H means.
I don't know either. It's just the hashtag.
So that's it? That's just all Twitter? Right. That's all you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to say that the school got a Twitter feed.
Whoa.
Nice.
You mean someone did hashtag Ollie?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't know what
someone
Ollie's is.
Someone will have to look this up.
I would, but I don't have... Well, I think it's blocked at the school.
Most likely.
Okay. Well.
I don't know that my email was...
Have I met
who?
Footstools for School.
What?
That's how I did this. I said, have you met... And you say your little topic that you have on your paper. We did topics on paper. So it's like, have you met Footstools for School?
What does that mean?
Like, footstools for school, other than the desk in front of you. Because it gets a little annoying when the guy's like, ga-dunk, ga-dunk. And you're like, what the heck is that? Oh, it's the guy behind me putting his shoes on my chair legs.
There's a guy that's like... In my history class, and he doesn't mean to, but he ends up just pushing my chair because I'm in front of the classroom, so I just slowly move toward Mr. Smith when he's teaching. I'm like,
yeah,
again.
But no, seriously, like Footstools for School to avoid the dumb ka-dung ka-dung. I'm moving forward now.
Oh well.
I mean, all they have to do is they have to take that desk, put a crossbar on the front, and then. That's the solution. I mean, the crossbar might break because
people
would use it.
How would you get?
But that's the purpose. And then they should get rid of that dumb bar that's in here, and it's like, get.
Oh yeah, I hate that one.
Has anyone ever broken one?
No.
Like you've leaned, like they, you know those desks. They have that bar across it, and if you lean on it too much,
it breaks.
Yeah. And
you're
like, whee!
I've broken a desk before in my old school.
Yeah.
Broke.
Yeah, you would.
Wooden desk straight off. Yeah, it was funny too.
Yeah, but it was.
I didn't have to pay for it. I was just like, oh yeah, desk broken. And they just put it in the corner. I don't have to do anything after that.
Shunned. It's fine. Okay. I've never broken a desk, though.
Well, I still haven't gotten a vote yet. Footstools for school?
I don't
Nay.
Care. I wouldn't be able. My, like, the desk is right there, and my legs are twice as long as that desk, so it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Nay. Who cares?
I give a nay.
You give a name?
An A?
Nay.
Nay.
Oh, a
nay. Oh,
nay. I say hey.
You're
that's
supposed
a yay.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I give an eh.
No, that's a yob backwards. Hey.
Okay. I don't care.
So, have you met new movies?
Yep, new movies. I recently watched a new movie called Woman in Black. It was amazing. It made me so
happy.
Wait,
what was it about?
It was,
oh, that's the one with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, it's where this... It's like in a steampunk era, and this guy, Sawyer guy.
Victorian?
I like steampunk better. So he goes to this little town, and they have this weird manor. A woman went crazy and committed suicide, and her son was taken away from her because she was so crazy, and given to her sister and her husband, and she kept sending letters like, I will kill you, I hate you, and la 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 la, and all this stuff. And then, well, the boy dies in a sinkhole. Like, the carriage gets stuck in the mud, and it starts sinking, and they can't save the boy. And the mother, the real mother, the crazy one, starts cursing her sister and her husband, and through, like letters and stuff, and eventually commits suicide in the house. And so now Daniel Radcliffe has to go into the house and do all this paperwork for, like, the... Because, like, her sister just barely died, and she has to do paperwork for the house and whatever.
Well, what?
And,
who is Mr. Harry playing?
Arthur.
Who is
a lawyer?
Who's significant because they're a lawyer, and that's it.
Well, he has to go into the house to sign papers, and he kind of gets stuck there for the night.
Wait.
Woo.
Does he take his shirt off in that movie?
No,
he doesn't.
No. Why?
He's shown a little bit more, but we won't go there right now.
Horses. No, just.
Okay.
A play he did in the past.
Oh, okay.
Or a movie that involved horses and him without a shirt
What's
on.
What's the big movie that's coming out right now?
Star Wars is coming back out in 3D.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Meh.
I know.
Does anyone care about... Well, actually, my dad does,
Hunger
which
Games
is weird.
Is going to come out now.
Oh, that one's nice.
I
want to
see
that.
Yeah, I want to see that one. I'll be interested.
I heard that actually doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look that bad, and I hope it's okay.
Your dad says what?
Well, my dad's interested in the last Twilight thing coming out. I'm not kidding either,
really. I
just want to
see what the one character looks like.
I want to
see. He doesn't think it'll come out very well because he didn't like where the first movie ended, but...
I want the last one to come out so bad just so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Right. See, I love the books. I love them. And then I watched the movie. I'm like, this is crap.
Honestly, the movies I don't care much for, and I probably dislike, because when the Twilight series was coming out, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
All the movies have done is elongate the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been just a 3-year problem, but now it's 6 years, and that's
no, it's
junior high to high school.
Yeah. I remember when mom started reading it, and I was like...
Oh, boy.
Alright.
Well, it couldn't have been as bad as my dad.
Yeah. My mom tried to get my brother to read it, though, and he's like, no, don't make me do this, Mom. Don't make me do it.
I saw the parody movie, which will not be named, where the guy, where Sang Chang is in it from Community.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so we were
not
going to discuss
that actually, my
movie.
Parents just recently watched the whole Harry Potter epic. So, the last two movies weren't that bad.
Yeah, I was impressed.
The first of the last book movie... Was a little did get a little boring with them traveling to the British countryside, but
have you ever
spoilers.
Have you ever read the book? It was like 3 times as long.
Apparently,
yeah.
I like skimmed through
the doldrum. The doldrum thing was in the book that long. Oh
that
wow,
long. It was bad.
So yeah, they traveled for like the first half to 2/4 of the books just traveling.
Yeah, that's it. And then you get to the last part, and they're like, oh, yay. It's good.
Well, I guess it makes up for it.
I like
that. Well, okay, I guess in the movies they successfully dealt with that part, if it was significant.
It was sort of.
But anyways, but I didn't like ways. I didn't like Half-Blood Prince and.
Half-Blood Prince
and
was just
depressing. Order of the Phoenix.
I don't like Order of the Phoenix.
The books were so much more funny. I mean, like, you could read them and you go ahead and you would laugh, but these were like dark, dark.
And they left out so much.
They did.
Yeah,
I wanted to see the blast-ended squirts or whatever.
Yeah, and I wanted to see Luna with her giant lion head.
And Dobby.
Sorry, I didn't read the books. Just saying.
Oh yeah.
I didn't read the books.
Like, you can go do whatever.
That's your own fault.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, if you live in America,
I didn't read the books and I watched the movies and I felt like they did rush it. Okay, so just saying they probably didn't.
Oh, yeah.
They did not.
It's worth reading them. Those are one of the few books I actually would say it's like worth reading.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't read a lot of books, but I would say they're worth reading.
You might as well read them because if you didn't read them and you found the movies bad, well, you couldn't change your opinion on them.
I just thought the third book was just really boring in general, and then like I thought they really didn't do the movie. Actually, I don't like the movie either. No, I just hated the third movie. I hate the third book. I just like the fifth book a lot too.
Yeah, I didn't like the fifth book. I was like, this is just getting dark and boring and horrible and death
third
related.
Book?
No, the fifth.
Oh, okay.
The third book I liked actually. That was my favorite.
It's just like, it's like if just so much punishment. It's like punish, 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 punish,
mm-hmm.
punish, punish. No
it's
good
like,
reason. Punish, punish, punish.
Exactly.
And then
punishing who?
Everyone.
When? What?
And then the ugly lady goes and she's like, I've got cats on my door, or whatever.
Anyways, that's Harry Potter. Anyways, have you met...
Baby names.
What? What do you mean by baby names?
There
like,
are so many horrible baby names out there.
There's
like
some really
ocean.
Good ones, too.
My
like ocean.
Great aunt wanted to name her new baby boy Ocean.
Do you want
to
have a child? If so, what do you want to name it?
What I would like to name
is that what you mean? So
it depends
if
it's a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, I want to name it Christofferson for a different reason. I love that name, so it's so cute. And then for a girl, probably Catherine, because I'm boring.
I have to name. Wait, so you're saying we're picking our children's names right now?
Yes.
You can pick names.
Well,
in
whatever
general.
You want. If you randomly had like a like someone just said naming this baby, what would you name it?
Well, if it
and
was
get,
someone
okay.
else's, I wouldn't care. I mean, I'd
no,
pick something
said,
like...
I'd say a legitimate name, like
yeah.
actual legitimate, not like Taco Bell or...
This is important to me, because my family actually has a naming tradition, so...
Okay, what would you name your kid then?
If it was a guy, which
okay.
is the tradition, I'd have to follow the tradition, meaning I have to name their first name with an M, their second name, William, and their last name, McCain, duh, but...
So you're Mirai...
I am Mirai William
McCain.
My father is Mitchell William McCain. My grandfather was...
What's your brother?
He's David.
He's David William
McCain. Okay, no. There's a funny story with my brother.
Is he David
well,
William
my, McCain? Well, my brother... my parents were actually expecting a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he came a month early. So they did not have any name prepared. So they had to pick a name real quickly. They came up with David. They gave him a Japanese middle name. And...
So
yeah.
His middle name's not William.
His middle name is... Well, of course not. It only is first son.
Okay,
that's,
you didn't
that's
that.
The traditional... The tradition's only for the first son.
Mm.
But anyways.
That's good.
I decided that if it's a son, I'll name them... I don't know. I don't want to give him a bad name, which would seem... I'd have to debate it with myself. But if it's a girl, I'd let my... Let the...
Wife.
The wife... have the privilege of naming them because I don't know it would actually be kind of depressing for me because I don't know I'd have to keep up the naming tradition and I couldn't but whatever
alright then
it'd be like the end of the naming tradition and be like
so
what
it
do
only
now?
Works with like if the eldest is a son
the eldest has always been a son so it's
Why
but
do
anyways.
I see that happening to you?
I know, it's like...
You miss me?
Yeah, got a minute left.
We're apparently naming
Woo-hoo.
Our children.
Oh, I know you had them, but great. What's up? I missed the papers too, didn't I?
Oh,
yeah.
Did they work too fun? New
that
movies.
Baby, well, you names. Just,
baby names.
Well, what about you, Asher?
Oh, if I have a... If Polonius. I have a boy, that'd be Giovanni.
Giovanni Deadman.
Zaxus Deadman.
Holy cow, that's where my pencil was.
Why don't you name Ima?
I've heard that, but do you know how many times I've heard that?
No, alright,
so...
what
about
Yura?
You can name him Ima if they're a girl.
Huh? You can name it, you could say Ima for guy or girl if you wanted.
Yeah, that's true. You could go either way.
Kind of like my name? Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
Oh, I just want
depends.
Sorry. My name is...
You've got 10 seconds, go.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Well, I'd rather leave the topic
at
that.
Next week. There
yeah,
we go.
We gotta go next week.
All right, see you guys.
See ya.
Bye.